Page 95. The envisioned self.
He is a 19-year-old self-taught photographer who resides in the Katlehong township in the East Rand. He's been doing photography for about 4 years now, and currently he's working on his ongoing photo series titled The Envisioned Self. Recently, he won the prize at the Excellence in Education Awards by Think Ahead in the hashtag MySAPhotography category. Well, let's talk about your ongoing series. What is it that really, you know, inspired you to go for it?
So I started with The Envision Self, and I read a book, I Write What I Like by Steve Biko, which is a compilation of his writings. And after reading that book, I literally told myself, Steve Biko taught me how to be black. You know, and after that, I was just so inspired because I was filled with so much pride and I wanted to show that off. So since I'm a photographer and I use photography as a medium of expression, I decided to start this series, which is basically based on Biko's philosophies of, you know, the Black Consciousness Movement. So basically the idea behind the series is black pride and loving yourself as a black person.
So for those who may not necessarily understand, you know, what the big deal is about photography, well, in as much as, you know, paint artists, mm-hmm. they express themselves through the art. But then photography, you just capture what is there.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really different. I feel like it depends on how you look at it. So I feel like you won't really understand my work if you don't have an open mind.
Sure.
So it's just being able to look beneath the surface. You know, so it's really about having an open mind, and that's the best way you can really understand what I'm doing.
Okay, so in terms of expressing yourself, mm-hmm. how does your creativity, you know, find expression in whatever, you know, shots that you're taking?
For the series, it's literally how I felt. You know, I wanted to show off our blackness, you know, and more than anything, I also used to be very insecure about, you know, me as a black person. I used to be insecure about my skin, about my lips. And, you know, after reading that book, it completely changed my mentality. So I just wanted to express myself and share that with people instead of just keeping that with me.
Copyright SABC News.